Locker room chats here on a Wednesday conclude with the Onega Buffaloes. Girls head coach Adam Kufall. This locker room chat's been brought to you by Blue Vine Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy. Again, this Onega locker room chat here. Last two games since the last time we spoke, coach, Clifton Clyde and the Frankfort Wildcats. A big win over the Frankfort Wildcats, winning 51-19. A loss to Clifton Clyde, but again, the bounce back win over Frankfort. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Night and day in a lot of ways. Clifton Clyde, we played them at Clifton Clyde last Friday. Did a pretty good job defensively. It was a close game. You know, we gave up an offensive rebound at the end of the first quarter that they scored on. Otherwise, we're ahead at the end of the first. Going into halftime, second quarter was not near as good. You know, we ended up being down, I think, by 11 going into the half. Then we scored the first 4 points of the third quarter. You cut it to 7, and things are looking a lot better. And then it just kind of spiraled out of control after that. We struggled to put the ball in the hole, and we played really well defensively, but eventually Wirtz is going to get her points, and she certainly did, and she actually outscored us on her own, so she was great that night. We did a pretty good job against her, I felt like, for two quarters, but second half she really started to show why she's one of the best scorers in the state, and we couldn't put the ball in the hole that night, so couldn't pull off the win, I think we talk about this every week, but it was the turnover bug. We had 23 in that game, and that's just not going to get it done. So then we moved on to Frankfort. We played them twice already. First game was one that we tried to forget pretty quickly. The second game played a lot better, but still ended up coming out short. And again, just the turnovers. We played 15 games this year, and we have turned the ball over less than our opponent only 4 of those 15 times. And then the times that we don't, we're 1-10. The times that we do, we're 3-1. And we talked at the beginning of the year of, you know, being able to cut those turnovers down and rebound the ball better than they had in previous years. And the rebounding has been much better. Turnovers actually averaging 2 less this year than they did last year. But when you average 23 a game, cutting it down to 21 is not going to be enough. So we still got to improve on that. But last night against Frankfort, we did a great job defensively of creating turnovers on their part, sped them up a little bit. I think offensively, they missed some shots that they had in the previous two games. And some of that, I think, was our pressure that we were applying. And we created turnovers and took care of the ball a lot better. And so when we do that, we can beat anybody in the state, I feel like. But like I said, we've only done it 4 out of 15 times this year. So got to do that a lot more down the stretch, but hopefully that's something we can build on. So
yeah, and diving into that matchup there against Frankfort, you talked about it there, you know, not having the turnover bug as much, but also you're down 8-4 going out of the first quarter, and then right into quarter number 2, you outscore the Frankfort Wildcats 23-8. What worked really well in that quarter that can be replicated through, you know, the rest of the quarters here of the season?
I really think, you know, we did everything in the first quarter exactly like we did the rest of the game. We just couldn't put the ball in the hole. I felt like we should have been up by about 10 after the first quarter. We just could not make some easy shots. And it was a physical game, and the refs were kind of letting them play a little bit. And I thought it was pretty even both ways. It was physical, and we were going for some shots, and we didn't handle that very well. We couldn't put it in the hole, and in the second quarter, we did. We really got after him defensively in the first quarter. We just, like I said, we weren't putting the ball in the hole, but really, it's just the energy that comes from our defense that's going to help our offense. We scored 19 of our points in transition. We scored 13 on second chance shots. So there's right there 32 of your 51 points. So we've got people that can shoot. We knocked down 7 threes last night. We've got people that can score in the post. We've got people that can score in transition. But it's all a matter of creating those opportunities and taking smart shots. And we did that really well last night. Jaden Haskin had a great game. She finished with 19. Mackenzie Dorsey had the best game, I think, of her career. She had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 assists, and 0 turnovers. She was phenomenal. Abby Ringel has been great all year. She flirts with a double-double every night. She had 7 and 9. And Lauren Martin, who's been probably our best player the last several weeks, overall, she had a little bit of an off night. But when you can get that out of your other players, you know, Willa Hosteller knocked down a couple threes. She had 7 points. You know, even with Lauren going 4.6 rebounds, you still were able to come out with the win. And that's kind of what we envisioned when the year started was we felt like we had 5 people that on any given night could help us win ball games on the offensive end. And we saw that last night. But it was our defense that created that. So just continuing to do that, we'll will equal some wins. So we got to figure out how to build on it.
Team coming together at the right time here upcoming. You got two matchups. They'll be back-to-back, Oskaloosa and Lynn, Monday and Tuesday. What are some quick key notes here for these two games?
We actually have Cornerstone coming up on Friday at Cornerstone. That was a game that was taken off our schedule at the beginning of the year, and then some things got moved around, and we ended up playing Cornerstone. We got them on the schedule. So we do have them Friday, and that's a team that beat us a couple years ago. We obviously go in expecting to win every game, and we'll go in Friday expecting to win, but it's not a team that we can take lightly. They, like I said, beat us a couple years ago, and last year that game was closer than I think they wanted it to be. So, you know, it's a team you know is going to play hard. So we got to win that game. And then Monday you get Oskaloosa. They have a very good record. They played well this year. We feel like we can beat them. We feel like we match up with them, but they've got some players. So it's going to be one of those that, we got to, like I said, we got to build on what we did last night. We kind of had a game like that against Washington at TVL, and then we came out and got the brakes beaten off us by Will Bunty and Clifton Clock. So we've got to turn our win last night into something and get a win Friday, move on to Oskaloosa Monday, and then you get Lynn, who's playing phenomenally lately, the following Tuesday. So it's three games in 5 days with a weekend smashed in between. So not going to be easy, but if we can come out with the same energy we played with last night on the defensive end, we'll be okay.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats. That was head coach Adam Kufall with the Lady Onega Buffaloes. Upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach Jason Klinkamp with the boys to finish out our week 8 Locker Room Chats here on a Wednesday.